Chapter 6, Stuck on the Rocks. There is no question that God was using my love of out-tripping to teach me how to trust Him and walk in a manner worthy of the calling. The lifelong lesson continued. In our early years of marriage, money for vacations was just not available. Yet we knew it was important for our relationship to spend time together without the distractions of homework and family. Thus, canoe tripping became part of our yearly opportunity to reconnect with each other. Every spring, early in the year, the trip descriptions and maps would be pulled out and perused. Choosing a trip was almost as fun as the trip itself. Each trip description set our imaginations on fire with the possibilities of the adventure. So in the spring of 1981, we decided to try the Tatachikapika River. This river travels north from Gogama to Timmins. It was described as a week-long canoe trip with a variety of water conditions, from slow meandering oxbows to swift running rapids, all in pristine wilderness. It sounded wonderful. Off we went. The trip was beautiful, although very different from the other trips we had done. The shoreline of this river was mostly covered in Labrador tea, a short bushy shrub, very thick and hard to penetrate, and tag alders, equally resistant to passage. Thankfully, this was a canoe trip, not a hiking trip, and we wouldn't have to travel on the shore very frequently. The river proved to be very interesting. The oxbow portions were lazy loops that meandered back and forth from shore to shore. Around every curve, we would scare up a flock of ducks or an occasional moose. It was lovely and serene and a great time to talk or enjoy the peace. Other parts of the river were racing downhill in roaring rapids. As was our habit, we would get out ahead of the rapids to analyze them. Most of the rapids were quite long and shootable. Early on, we found that many of the longer rapids did not have good portage paths paralleling them on the river, so it was difficult to scout them out ahead of time to choose a path through these dense bush. We had to learn to choose a path as we went, carefully approaching each corner. This made the rapids very exciting because we really didn't know what we were going to find. After about 2 days, and about 1 day before the end of our trip, began with one of these longer sets of rapids. Having become quite accustomed to this process of picking a path on the go, off we went. A good path was easily picked for around most of the way down the rapids, and an air of confidence filled us. The end was in sight, just one small chute and a few rocks left to conquer. Cutting around a large boulder, I guided us down a small chute and was just getting set to bypass the enormous rock mid-channel when the canoe glanced off of a small, seemingly insignificant submerged rock. Unfortunately, this swung us broadside right onto that very rock I was trying to get around. We partially landed on the rock, and there we sat. Thinking nothing of it, we laughingly jumped out of the canoe into rather cold May water. Unfortunately, as we climbed out of the canoe, it shifted slightly and turned so that the water from upstream began to fill it. "Yikes," we yelled together, "we better get this moved in a hurry." As it happened, the canoe was pinned to the rock, pretty much dead center. Our 17-foot aluminum canoe was fully loaded with two large canoe packs, a personal pack, a food barrel, fishing gear, and other stuff, so it was quite heavy, even without additional water. At first, we struggled to lift the canoe so that it would not continue to fill with water, with no success. Then we decided to unload it to see if that would help. We slugged to shore, dragging our pack and our gears, and fully expecting now that it would be much, much lighter, and like an empty canoe, it's much easier to get off the rocks. We still couldn't budge it, and the water continued to fill the canoe. With dismay, we realized that the amazing pressure exerted by the water on both ends of the canoe was bending it around the boulder. All smiles evaporated. All laughter ceased. This was serious. We were still 20 miles from Timmins, and walking through that thick, buggy bush would be horrible. Bob waded to shore and found a large wooden pole to try to pry the canoe off the rocks, but to no avail. It wouldn't budge, not an inch, not one way or the other. After an hour, we collapsed on shore, exhausted and dejected. Gloomily, we watched as our canoe continued to bend around the rock. "What are we going to do?" I sobbed. "We'd better pray about this," said Bob. So we stood up, hands held, and appealed to our Heavenly Father to bail us out of the situation. We confessed that we were not able to take care to solve this problem, that it would indeed need divine intervention to get this canoe off the rocks. Then we gave thanks. End of part 1.